We are joined this morning by Kate Hoffman and also Kristen Risch from the City of Lorain Engineers Office. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
And we're here to talk about the Black River area.
We are.
And that's one of those places where a long time ago sort of a dumping ground for industry, but it's really come back and but it's still a work in progress, right?
It is. It is. The city began their work towards the restoration of the Black River around about 2009. And between 2009 and 2014, the city was awarded nearly $12 million for ecological restoration efforts along the Black River. Some of that was through ERA funding. Much of it was through the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which is a very important source of funding for this type of activity. Most recently, in August of last year, the city was awarded a $15 million grant from the federal EPA to complete the management tasks necessary to delist the river as an area of concern.
Once you have that money, who actually does the work? Are there companies out there that specialize in that process?
Yes, there are. And Kristen Risch is here. She's from Coldwater Consulting. They are the city's ecological restoration consultant for these types of projects. And we've put together a pretty extensive team with some pretty bright people to help us with this project. It includes hazardous material remediation, restoration, the construction of a landfill, a solid waste landfill, which is not something that the city of Lorain has much experience with. So Kristen's here to kind of give her take on what's going on with these projects as well.
Morning.
It seems like an overwhelming task. I mean, there must be so many elements to work together. How do you know what to do first?
Well, we have a whole team of specialists, and everybody has their respective roles and what they do and their experts within. And Coldwater's role in particular is the ecological restoration. We have consultants that work with us that specialize in the remediation end of the projects. And once the bad stuff, if you will, is removed and disposed of properly, we come in and design the restoration components, which are things like fish shelves in the river for fish. We put over a mile of these fish shelves along the Black River, and that provides refuge and spawning habitat for fish and bugs. And recently we have had fingerling walleye on the fish shelves, so that's a real winner for us.
Is this like assisting Mother Nature? Aren't rivers doing their own thing to make the habitat for these
fish? Somewhat. The Black River is dredged. So when you go in and dredge the river, you essentially create a smooth bathtub that has no structure to it. Mm-hmm. Nothing that fish can hide in. You know, it's just smooth.
The water is there, but we've taken away all of their habitat. Fish don't like to, you know, swim out in the open.
And they
like
because you need,
hide.
You need the depth for the boat,
the barges and yes, correct.
So most of our efforts have focused upstream of the navigable or dredge channel up around River Miles 3 to 5. That stretch of the river was dredged in the early 90s. U.S. Steel dredged it per an order from U.S. EPA. And once that was done, the habitat was never replaced, right? So we've come back in, we've replaced that habitat. These fish shelves are rock structures, big rock on the bottom, and then sand and gravel, and you get plants to grow on the top of them, so that it creates sort of that natural bank that used to be there. And we've done a lot of other efforts too, like just bank stabilization, where you have an eroding stream bank that leads to degraded water quality. And one big item to note on the Black River that most people don't know about is there's a 300 nest heron rookery at River Mile 3, literally in the middle of the industrial part of the river, right by the steel mill. You have this incredible natural resource in this rookery, and if folks haven't seen it, it's worth a paddle up the river to see it.
Did you say 300 herons?
Yes, 300 nests. So
over 300 herons.
Yeah.
They're pairing herons.
I see one in a park and I get excited.
There's 300 nests. So during May, when they're nesting, both adults would be on the nest.
Plus one stays
on it, and then one protects it by flying around and goes and gets the food. And it's quite a sight to see.
It's a bit like Jurassic Park. It really is. It's worth going to take a look at it.
Is the only way to see it? By paddling up there?
Right. And the port the Port Authority runs tour boats, too, that you can take a ride through the Port Authority's tour boats.
Now, when you're dealing with the Black River, it doesn't start and end in Lorain. It comes from other places as well. How much are you responsible for able to work with to know what's coming down?
We are street? Members of the Black River AOC, which is the advisory committee that has, over the past about 30 years, helped manage the restoration and cleanup of the Black River. It was very recently, that the entirety of the Black River was part of the AOC originally when it was designated by the EPA and the Joint Commission. Most recently, last year, it was made smaller. So now it only includes the main stem of the Black River. Effectively, areas of concern were identified to be kind of the worst of the worst with regards to industrial legacy. And the issues that the Black River faces upstream with agricultural issues primarily are not unique to the Black River.
Typical of most watersheds.
Correct. So the river was, the AOC was made smaller, and now only includes the main stem of Black River.
You mentioned about how you started putting these fish. Is that restocked then by you, or do you just
hope
that
things that come out?
We let nature do that.
Okay. It's sort of build it and they will come.
Okay,
it's our aquatic field of dreams.
But obviously somebody's. You're monitoring these type of things.
Yes. We do fish and bug sampling on an annual basis.
And that is generally written into the grants as a requirement. As we've said, all of these projects have been funded with federal funds. And one of the stipulations is that we have to do this monitoring to show the progress that we're making. And over the last five or so years, we've seen pretty good progress with fish.
Yeah. In Ohio, we basically monitor the health of a river ecosystem through the species and the diversity of the fish and bugs.
How does this river rate with other ones that we have along Lake Erie? Do you have any comparison to that or anything? The goal is to be like that river or?
Right. So in Ohio, there's four areas of concern. The Maumee, the Black, the Cuyahoga, and the Ashtabula. Those are the four old industrial ports that were highly degraded from that past 150 years of industrial activity. The bar is set somewhat low for those because of the past land use. But the idea is at least get them up to fair, to average, and that's happening. And I think what you're going to see is that sort of sticker is taken away, that then they're just compared to all the other rivers. So by us getting walleye up the river and seeing our fish improve, that's happening.
You know, the rivers are economic drivers. That's why the people settled here. They switch a little bit to what the economic means related to tourism, adventure, kayaking is coming up. You got this kayakathon. We're going to spell up right in another segment. Now we got a kayakathon. Made up words.
Well, at least they have an A in the middle of it, not an E.
Well, I'm taking back. I think spell up right is spelled correctly.
All right.
But let's talk about this kayakathon. It's coming up on June 25th.
It is. The 2016 kayakathon is the sixth annual kayakathon held on the Black River. And the event is really held to encourage recreation on the Black River and to celebrate the restoration efforts that we have already completed and that continue to this day, as well as to, you know, highlight the water quality efforts that are improving the Black River.
It's an event for people, and a lot of times the people who are those kayakers, and they're the ones that are sometimes the driving force in some of this, because they're the ones that use these, or they're the ones that maybe point out things that are happening that need to be addressed. So they're good advocates for the waterways.
That's right.
Absolutely. And we've got some really good partners this year. We are working with Loco Yaks, which is the Lorain County Kayaking and Paddling Club organization that's helping us with the advertisement for this event. They've done really good things with the Black River cleanup, and we're hoping that some of those folks will come out and join us for the kayakathon. We do certainly encourage children as well. It's open to all ages. Mm-hmm. There's a competitive race. There are several competitive races, both men's and women's classes, for kayaks, canoes, and paddle boards, as well as a casual float for anyone who doesn't want to race. That launches about 11 o'clock, so people can get up, eat breakfast, get the kids ready, and get over to the Black River Wharf and French Creek Put-In and paddle down the river.
Do you have to have a kayak? Could it be a canoe?
Yes.
It could, and you can also rent them. There are several locations on the Black River that provide rentals, as the Loco Yak Shack, Grumpy's, which is Grumpy's Bait and Tackle Box, and I believe that there West River Paddling as well.
Sounds like a lot of fun that's coming up, and people enjoy the Black River. Just off the shore, the Black River Landing is a location here in Lorain, and mm-hmm. people get to see sort of the mouth of the Black River, but there's a lot more upstream, as you say, and we'll be talking with Rick Novak a little bit about some of those tours as well. From the City of Lorain Engineers Office, Kate Hoffman, and also joining us, Kristen Risch. Thank you both for coming in and sharing some of the details going on with the Black River. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.